Penguin Random House Audio presents Waiting for Eden by Elliot Ackerman. Read for you by McLeod Andrews. I want you to understand Mary and what she did, but I don't know if you will. You've got to wonder if in the end you'd make the same choice, circumstances being similar, or even the same, God help you. Back when I first met her in Eden, times were better. They were trying to start a family then. And months later, on that night in the Hamron Valley, I was sitting next to Eden, and luckier than him, when our Humvee hit a pressure plate, killing me and everybody else, him barely surviving. Ever since then, I've been around too, just on that other side, seeing all there is and waiting. 3 years have gone by, and my friend spent every day of it laid out in that burn center in San Antonio. I could give you the catalog of his injuries, but I won't. Not because I don't think he could stomach it, but because I don't think it'd really tell you much about what type of a way he's in. So I'll tell you this. He used to weigh 220 pounds, and some mornings, when we'd work out together, he'd press well over 150 above his head, sweat pouring from beneath his black hair. Before we deployed, he and I both went to SEER school. That's the one up in Maine where they teach you what to do in case you become a prisoner. For a couple of weeks, the instructors starved us and roughed us up pretty bad. Then the course ended, and those same instructors had a graduation party with us. That night, at the party, I watched him pound 5 pints of Guinness in almost as many minutes. He held it all down, too. But I'll also tell you that if you ever went to his house for dinner, he wouldn't serve Guinness. He'd likely do all the cooking and serve you a bottle of wine he'd chosen specially for your visit. He could tell you all about the wine, the viticulture considerations in the soil of the vineyard, the seasonal high and low temperatures of the year it was bottled, and when you were done with that, and the main course, he'd serve chocolate with hot pepper or sea salt or some other fancy thing mixed in. He said that stuff brought out the flavor. I still don't know if that's true, but I liked that he said it. I'll tell you that every guy in the platoon had a nickname. One pervy guy was called Handjob because he had all sorts of weird porn on his computer, and another guy, a kind of dumb guy, was called Wedge because a wedge is the world's simplest tool. But Eden's nickname was Base Jump. One time during a hurricane party at the barracks, he'd gotten drunk and with a poncho spread over his head, he leaped from the third deck. When the wind carried him a bit and he landed on both feet, the name was his. That's how he treated the whole world, too. Like it was a series of cliffs that existed for no other reason than for him to jump off. At least, before the pressure plate. But now I don't know what to call him. The 70 pounds that's left of him in the bed, he's had a lot of infections and they've cut all of them off up to the torso, isn't Base Jump. And it isn't the name he was born with. I don't think anyone really knows what to call him except for Mary. She calls him her husband. Mary was pregnant the day he touched down at the airbase in San Antonio. And she's been there every day since. After the pressure plate, they almost didn't fly him out of Balad. The docs there were sure he was about to go, and they were doubly sure the trip would kill him. Still, they were obligated to at least try and get him home. On the C-17 back, two nurses stayed within arm's length of him the whole ride. Also on the flight was a kid from the 82nd Airborne, a private first class. The kid had been shot in the ass. Had the bullet gone half an inch higher, it would have nicked off some of his spine. Instead, it nicked off some of his lower intestine. A bit of good luck. Another bit of good luck for the kid was Eden. My friend's emergency flight to San Antonio got the kid a direct flight to his hometown. Otherwise, he would have been sent back on the biweekly rotator through Bethesda. The kid spent the whole flight laid out on a gurney just across from Eden's. He was strapped down on